Chapter 15. Minding Your Own Business. Comprehension. Read this editorial. Among the many stories filling this paper's columns over the last week, some of political drama, some of natural disasters, and some of sporting achievements, three stay on in the mind. In one way, they are common stories of individual tragedies, but in another, they illustrate a common theme and point to a serious malaise in modern society. The first is about little Peter Lee. His mother, a widow, had gotten remarried. The neighbors saw little of the new stepfather, but they noticed that Peter had lost his quick smile. He no longer sought out his playmates on the estate. The local shopkeeper noticed bruises on Peter when he came in to do some shopping for his mother. The Lee's next-door neighbors heard screams through the thin walls. It was clear what was happening, but no one wanted to know. Eventually, a distraught and semi-incoherent Mrs. Lee called the police. And there in the kitchen, piled high with empty beer bottles, was the broken body of little Peter, decorated with cigarette burns. The second incident happened to Melissa Fan a couple of days later. She was on a train traveling to an examination center for an accounting exam, in good spirits and expecting to do well. Three hoodlums boarded the train. For some obscure reason, they took a dislike to Melissa. Sharp words were spoken and knives were drawn. No one intervened, and Melissa's assailants were able to alight at the next stop and run off into the crowd. Almost no witnesses remained to help the police. Melissa suffered horrific injuries, and she is still in the hospital in critical condition. Finally, there is the case of Madam Lin. Lonely, unhappy, and possibly confused by her medication, she climbed up on the ledge of her 16th floor window and prepared to jump. Two storekeepers below noticed her but did nothing to stop her. Instead, they rushed to move their cars, fearing they would be damaged by Ms. Lin's falling body. Indeed, it can be a very callous world. It seems to me that people living in big cities tend to shut themselves off from each other in order to protect themselves. Helping strangers is now thought of as old-fashioned, risky behavior, instead of our duty as fellow citizens. It is no wonder that social work has become such a popular and important profession. But how many tragedies could be avoided if we all acted like social workers and good neighbors, moving quickly to help people in need? Timely intervention can save lives and make us all feel more safe and secure.